You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I'm Steve Dotto and I am glad you're joining us this semi-fine Wednesday evening, but it's an awesome Wednesday evening because what is it, Art?
It's App Wednesday.
It is indeed App Wednesday. We are going to be talking apps and all apps all evening. Well, for the next hour. Joining us in studio, we have John Beeler, who you're how many weeks has it been since you've won, John?
Months. How many months? It's once a month.
Months. 3 months, I think.
3 months? Okay.
Yes.
We have David Hathaway here. David Hathaway, how long has it been since you've won, David?
Never. I've never won.
Never won. Right. And we have Connor Meekin who joins us. And Connor was our champion a month ago, and then he got cold feet. He didn't want to come out, but you're back.
That was 2 months ago. He chickened out.
Yeah, it was two months ago, and then I got really nervous, and I managed to rack up some courage here, so I'm back.
And Rebecca Bullwit won last week, but
last month,
and she's chickened out this week.
Yeah, she's at a Whitecaps game.
She's at the Whitecaps game. That's her excuse. So we've got lots of art. Anything new in your life? Anything exciting going on?
Well, I got a show this Friday at out in Surrey at a little place called Olympia Pizza.
You're delivering pizzas?
No, I'm telling jokes to people eating pizza.
Oh, so they have like a comedy club at Olympic.
Olympia. Well, there's a full stage and then like a sort of a lounge area. It's a dinner and show.
Because I just had this vision of you showing up in a little corner pizza place and telling jokes to the people.
Like just at per table, like
one at
a time
going
for
around.
Tips.
Yeah,
at the takeout window.
That's a possibility. I could, if anyone's interested in that, I could do that.
Gives you the ability to use that. Thank you very much. I'm here every Thursday. Try the veal.
Yes, I guess it does give you that. That's good.
Thank you.
Well, we're busy tomorrow. Tomorrow we're doing our productivity workshop out in Abbotsford.
Oh.
It's going to be good. Before that, in the morning, I speak to the city of Langley, to a bunch of their staff.
So you're
got
just
a great talk.
You're just like, you leave the town of Ladner and you just start
it's
leaving
been busy. I was in Calgary earlier this week. I spoke in Calgary to the CGAs and CAs, CMAs. CMAs, the Certified Management Accounts, and the CGAs.
They are a wanted man.
Party group. The accountants. They know how to let their hair down.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great. It was actually, we had a good time. And I do have fun. Now I'm just in preparing for today's show. I just like to see what everybody's writing about in their personal blogs. And I'm curious about Connor. The tagline on your website, the aspiring Renaissance man. Would you care to explain?
Yeah. So basically I didn't really know what to call it. So this was about a year ago when I launched it.
And you were having brie and wine at the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was playing a violin, and I was really working on my archery as well. I just sort of came up with it because I feel like these days you can never be a Renaissance man, but you can always aspire to it. So part of that for me is about continuous improvement, sort of never settling with where I'm at.
Good.
And always trying to add different sort of skills and tools to my curiosity tool belt.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome. I didn't. Do you have a tagline for your website, John?
I don't think I do anymore.
I don't think you do.
I used to.
Then we won't ask Dave because he'll be. But we do have to congratulate Dave before we get going on technology.
Actually, my tagline on one of my older sites was never any site of the day.
Oh. but we do, and we do have to give some props where props are due because. How long has it been now, David, since you've...
It has been 8 weeks I have had any of the demon tobacco.
Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah.
Pretty good, eh? That's tough.
Yeah, it's...
Because you weren't a casual smoker.
No, I was not casual about it whatsoever.
No.
I used to walk out of here during commercial breaks.
Yeah.
No, I would not walk out of here during commercial breaks. I mean, I could go for
Our
really
commercial
long.
Breaks are too short because we're not that
but,
well
But, I mean,
sponsored.
I was a dedicated... pack-a-day smoker for more than 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now do you feel different?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
I feel quite a bit healthier.
I have to say you look terrible.
Yeah, well, the plastic surgery is next month. All the money I've saved by not spending on smoking is going to go into new makeup and stuff.
I vote that David just automatically wins this month because so he doesn't spiral into a depression.
You know something? There is a sacred trust that is App Wednesday, and it is up to me to see that that is never
compromised
in any way, shape, or form.
Well, if he picks up the Nick habit again, it's on
not
you.
Happening.
It's on you.
Not happening.
It's the sanctity of App Wednesday is about to be tested. Connor, you get to lead off, sir, because you are the defending champ. Are you ready?
Of course.
Connor was cramming before. We sat down and we've been chatting for the last 20 minutes or so in studio before the show started, and Connor hasn't said a word. He's been down pounding away on the keyboard. So I'm not sure he had enough prep time. Two months wasn't enough. So what's your first app, Connor?
Yeah, 2 months was not enough. I've been cramming quite a bit.
So what apps are catching your attention?
So there's this little ditty. I'm going to come out swinging here. So this one's called Lyft.
Lyft? Okay.
Yeah. It might be called Lyft app in the App Store. So what it is, it's a goal-setting app. So part of being an aspiring Renaissance man is about setting goals. So so goal-setting, goal-tracking, it's really big on community support. So what I like about it is you can search sort of common behaviors, goals, so anything from running to, I have one for flossing, meditation, yoga, stretching, going to the gym, sort of these habits that you want to get into and you want to keep track of them. You want to keep yourself accountable. So what you do, you add these behaviors or goals, and you can, you sort of check in every time you do this so you can get a streak going. So for instance, if I've meditated 3 days in a row, it goes, hey, this is a new record. You've done it 3 days in a row. And it's like, all right, I don't want to break this streak now, so I'm going to keep going.
So it's basically documenting your things that you want to do for yourself.
Totally, and keeping you accountable because the community at large is there to sort of give you props and give you kudos for doing these things.
And there's a web and a iPhone app for it. So you can do it on the web. And have you actually used it? Now, how's the flossing going? How many days in a row?
So the good thing about flossing is that you can set reminders for this app as well. So I don't like push notifications on my phone, but if you do, I would set a reminder every night for around, 10, 11 o'clock at night, maybe when you're brushing your teeth, like, hey, let's get this push notification to floss.
If we had geolocation down that much, that accurate, it could tell you when you're going to the bathroom.
Right. That would be awesome.
Yeah, but they don't. Well, I use that all the time with reminders. I use the geolocation to remind me when, based on when I get home, when I get to the store, stuff like that. That's pretty good. You know, actually, that's not a bad start. Lyft. And it's at lyft.do.
Yeah, I should mention they just launched on Android yesterday, I think, too.
Oh, okay.
So congrats to them.
There we go. Lyft.do from Connor. Ooh, we're off to the races. I'm going to go opposite direction than I normally go this time. I'm going to go to Art next because you can't see this at home, but I'm going the opposite direction than I normally
counterclockwise, as they call it.
Is that what they call it?
Some people.
Okay, what have you got, Art?
I'm going to go with my most practical app, and it also helps that they are a sponsor on the radio station. It is called the Murphy Batista Accident App. So we were learning today, this week, about lawyers who take care of ICBC claims. So what this app does, it's sort of a precursor if you might. I mean, everyone might get in an accident, but not everyone knows. If you've never been in one and you know how frazzled you can get and you don't know what to do and you don't know what kind of information you need to get from everyone, this makes it perfectly simple. It incorporates a number of things into the app. For example, it uses geolocation to find you can help you call a tow truck, find the closest police station, ambulance. It also has emergency numbers and areas on to call. It also tells you step-by-step what you need to get, for example, pictures, your location, and everything. It just makes it simple.
Because you're in a little bit shock.
Absolutely.
So what's it called?
It's called the Murphy Batista. That's the law company. So it's sponsored by a law firm.
Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Yeah, and then Batista, B-A-T-T-I-S-T-A. Okay. And then it's the accident app.
The Murphy Batista accident app.
That's the full name?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't do themselves any favors.
No. Okay. Well, that's
Batista just rolls off the tongue, though.
Because I was thinking barista, I got to tell you. if you had an accident at the cappuccino machine. But that sounds pretty... Actually, it does sound useful. I'm wondering how easy it's going to be for people to find. But yes, that's...
Well, we will tell people. Well, that's our job to spread the word.
Yeah, cool. The Murphy Batista accident app. Okay, Art. Good, sir.
Yes!
David, back from
Say
Quebec
goodnight.
City, where he was, hey,
from
where
Quebec
he was flying
City,
kites.
From Quebec City, down in the States,
yes, you were
Australia.
Australia. I've been, yeah. Since the last
one
show.
One of the best apps that I came across while I was away was one called Dataman. And all it is yet another one of those apps that will count the amount of IP traffic you use on your phone or your device, which for me became a big problem in Australia because I got down there and we'd been told that there was, you know, free internet access in the hotel we were staying at. Well, there wasn't. It was like $100 for 2 gig over a week. So I thought, okay, fine. I need the access. No big deal. I'll get it. I went through a gig and a half of it in the first night because I left my Dropbox open and someone had put a bunch of data into my Dropbox folder. So of course my Mac just merrily synced it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And then a gig and a half out of my 2 gig data limit was gone.
Okay. So does this run on your phone or
well,
on your computer?
The one I used on my phone, because I had basically 500 meg worth of data for the week that I was there. So I had to really carefully sort of measure out what I was using. Uh-huh. Going, oh, I can't afford to send all those pictures out today. Because I was basically relegated to using my phone for just about everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dataman, which measures your...
It was a new one that was out, and it was just like, okay, well, we'll give this one a try. And it was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's still on. Actually, I don't know if it runs on iOS 7, but.
Okay. Yeah, we should say, that, John, have you installed iOS 7 as well?
Yes.
So both Dave and John have installed Apple's new iOS 7, which we talked about, I believe, last week on the show a little bit. And both of them, now, Todd Maffin also installed it, and he took it off in about 6 hours. He didn't like it at all. So, but you guys are both plunging away with it.
You really need to spend a significant amount of time with it because it is such a drastic change.
Yeah.
And I also noticed, like, the first day, battery sucked. A couple of reboots, some, you know, cycles on the battery, everything is golden again. And so that definitely got better over time for me.
It's probably some weird index.
Well,
there could be some weird indexing going on in the background that you're aware of.
Oh, okay.
They've changed a whole pile of the data structures. So,
yes, of course,
I didn't do a clean wipe. I did effectively a restore upgrade. So it brought all my old luggage with me from iOS 6.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that could have been part of the problem too. But
but you like it overall?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's some graphical stuff that annoys me, and there's certainly some bugs and stuff in there. But okay, but it definitely
Connor,
is growing on me.
Turn off your phone.
Apologies.
He's playing mind games.
That was my phone. That was my phone. I'm sorry. Okay, so what about you, Dave? iOS 7?
You know, I'm mostly happy with it. Most of the issues that I've run into are stuff that I would expect out of a beta. There's minor weird little... There's a specific sequence of events where you can make the Bluetooth icon all of a sudden go a lot bigger.
Yes.
It's just little quirks like that. But other than that, and apps that don't run.
Okay.
Very few.
Navigon.
Surprisingly.
Navigon. When you're lost in downtown Montreal.
Google Maps.
Well, I actually ended up using Apple Maps to get where I was going.
Oh, there's courage.
I know. I felt
that's
like
that's the definition of courage. It's like, it's like firewalkers.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm gonna use Apple Maps.
Okay. Yeah, because for some reason I didn't have Google Maps on my phone, so it was like, okay, well, Navigon's dying immediately. Apple Maps. Okay, let's just hope it works this time, and it did.
Good stuff, John. What's your first app?
My first app is a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a pretty cool game. Right now, it is just for Android officially, but there is an unofficial port for iOS, which I have played with.
Okay.
It's called Ingress, and it is from Google.
How do you spell it?
Ingress.
Okay.
And if you go to ingress.com, there's a really great trailer there that sort of shows you what the scenarios behind the game. And essentially what Google has done is they've taken all this map data that they have from all over the planet and they've overlaid a game into that world. So the idea is that there's this magical alien force called XM. It's like extendable matter.
It's also a satellite radio station.
It is indeed. And so what happens is that there is throughout the world are portals that you can see when you have this energy.
Okay.
And so using your phone or your tablet, you can navigate around the world and you can see
typically what I've encountered in my world is that any public art installations, sculptures, bridges, that type of thing, those all have portals on them. And the idea is that there's two factions of players. There's the green enlightened team, which believe this is a positive alien force that's coming to, you know, help
enrich humanity.
Right. Versus the resistance, which is, you know, they're concerned that this is going to be a bad thing.
Come and they're going to eat us.
So the idea is that it's kind of like Risk, capture the flag, a little bit of Foursquare, and there's portals everywhere, and there's tons around everybody. And I was surprised, like, there's...
So this is this a real world game where you...
It's
where
an alternate reality game. So it's a...
So you point your phone at the at a piece of artwork or a public exhibit, and you get some information from that.
Correct. Typically, it's a portal. And you... There's a power struggle happening. So it's not unlike World of Warcraft where you have to level up.
Yeah.
And so you go and you have to physically be at that portal or that piece of art or that whatever it is.
So it also blends in geocaching.
It's exactly geocaching. Yeah. But there's no physical sign or reward. It's all on your device.
Ooh.
But it's really compelling because what I've found, and I've only been playing it since Saturday, it was a private beta that started in December of last year, and then they've slowly been rolling it out. Some people have been waiting 3 months for an invite, and they it sounds like in the last week or so, they opened it up wider. So you go to ingress.com, request an invite. I got an email in 5 minutes with my invite code,
mm-hmm.
and then basically you install the app, and you start doing a training sequence,
mm-hmm.
and that training sequence sort of gets you acclimated to the game mechanics, but then you have to pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like around my office, for example, there's a whole bunch of structures, art and things like that, and it's a power play between me and some other guy that probably works near me to take control of the portals in my area. Then once you take control of a portal, you can link it to other portals and create a zone that's controlled by your faction.
Okay.
And there's even in-game chat where you can chat with people that are on your team. And there's also a global chat. And you set the radius of how much, like 20 kilometers. Anybody in 20 kilometer radius of you would be shown in your chat.
Very cool. So I like that idea.
What's really cool is it's Google and it's everywhere. Yeah.
I got an invite code in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But you have an iOS device, so you're going to have to use the hack.
I don't have an Android
phone.
Well,
some guy on GitHub has if you just Google iOS Ingress, you'll find there's a guy that created a port, and he's basically interfaced with it. It's not the best experience, but the people that I met that have been playing it for longer, they said it's pretty good. It's got some features in it that the Google side doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it's just a matter of time before they open it up wider. So,
very cool.
But it's really neat. And, it, you know, it's geocaching, it's hiking, it's team sports.
Very cool.
And it's free.
We have a new leader.
Yes.
On the leaderboard. We're going to take a quick break.
Hold on. You're just going to leave it like that?
What do you mean?
You said we have a new leader, but you didn't say who.
Well, I know who.
Okay. It's obviously not me.
Come on now.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to return with more App Wednesday right here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
If you're buried under a mountain of debt and think you're alone, think again. Consolidated Credit has helped thousands of people just like you. At Consolidated Credit, we understand that it's not uncommon to owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $50,000 on your credit cards. The time to call Consolidated Credit is now. Whether you lost your job, had a medical emergency, or simply maxed out your credit card limits, call Consolidated Credit and get out of debt. Our exclusive Freedom Quest program can reduce your monthly payments by up to 50%, consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, and can help you get out of debt fast. We've helped thousands. Now it's your turn. When debt is the problem, we're the solution. Consolidated Credit, you're one call away from financial freedom.
Free, free, free. Give me that freedom.
call 1-800-656-7714. 1-800-656-7714. That's 800-656-7714 or 299help.ca.
At Hobbs Girode Vancouver Estate Litigation Lawyers, we help executors through the probate process and anyone involved in an estate dispute. Our senior lawyers offer practical, no-nonsense, personalized legal services. Located directly across from the Vancouver Courthouse, Hobbs Girode delivers positive results based on experience, professionalism, and common sense. If you need help with probate or an estate dispute, contact Hobbs Girode for a no-obligation confidential meeting. Online at HobbsGirode.com.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
It is App Wednesday. We have Connor Meekin. We have David Hathaway. We have John Beeler. And we have Art Factora all competing to see who is the Uber geek this week, who has the best apps, who has the coolest apps. And John Beeler was just showing us Ingress, which is a virtual reality app. And you did mention that when you're at these locations now, there's other people that are playing it, so you actually see other people around doing it.
Yeah, the big tip-off right now, just because the predominant platform, is if you see someone with an Android phone and they're targeting portals or hacking portals, they're probably playing the game.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also been a lot of people that have actually been, you know, oh, I'm not playing. What side? What are you talking about? And they're lying, trying to figure out what side you're on before they actually reveal that they're actually playing.
Oh.
So it's kind of very cool.
Does sound like fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Does not sound like a lot of fun. Okay, Connor, what's up next?
All right, so I have an app that I was just playing around with today, actually. So this app is called Waze, W-A-Z-E. And it's for the drivers out there, the commuters. It's real-time traffic updates. So I had a look when we were driving out here to the beautiful radio studios here. We had a bit of a commute, and I was looking at the traffic. So basically what it does is you open the app, you put your route in, or you put where you're going, similar to like a Google Maps app or something. Mm-hmm. So it routes out your thing, and it also it gives you sort of not only notifications, but within your map, it shows you where people have said there's traffic in the last...
Yeah, so it's real-time updates.
You know, real-time traffic updates with a pretty slick UI that you can see.
And they were in the news just last week. They
Google bought them.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a lot of thoughts that Apple should have bought them because Apple really needs
that. That would have been smart.
So it's crowdsourcing. It's basically a crowdsourcing app that crowdsources traffic information. So if you're stuck in traffic, you then put that into Waze, and then it lets other people know so they can avoid that situation. It's a very cool app. They've done a really nice job with it. And when Apple's Maps first came out, Waze became a very popular alternative to the very poor maps from Apple.
Right.
It's a killer app. It's probably one of the, other than Google themselves, probably the best mapping technology out there, unless you're paying big bucks for it. What's one that you use all the time, Dave?
I use Navigon.
Navigon.
Yeah, You're
still going to keep paying for it, are you?
Well, I don't have to pay any extra for it.
You bought it already.
Yeah, I bought it already, and I bought it
way back.
Yeah, it was like $50.
But
it's usually been very, very good. I mean, the only time that it's let me down recently was under iOS 7.
Yeah.
When I was stuck, I was like, oh, great.
Okay, Art, what's up next?
I have a pretty simple app. It's for people who are addicted to taking pictures, John Beeler, but they're not getting the kind of respect that they want.
Steve Dotto?
Yeah. So what it does is it is kind of like Instagram, only it does not have any social media connections, whereas you can't like the picture or comment on the picture. It's anonymous. So it's called Rando.
And
what you do is you send pictures into the ether. It goes to one person and one person only. You have no idea who that person is. You can see where that person lives, though. And in exchange, you get a picture back.
Art.
What?
Were you paying attention last month?
Did we do that one?
Rebecca did that one.
Oh, crap.
Oh, I was going to do that one this week as well.
Rebecca did it last month, right?
I don't remember her saying that one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I'll Rebecca did it.
She was on such a roll. She didn't describe it as well as you did.
Oh, yeah. See? Well, that's the problem.
I'm censoring you, Art. You might have to miss a round.
I used it today, and the only pictures I got back were cat pictures from people.
I'm not saying they're great pictures yet. It's not well known yet. Perhaps that's the problem.
I gotta decide what I'm going to do with the rules with somebody that so blatantly steals from previous contestants.
She didn't win with that one. Obviously, I'm a horrible listener.
Okay. Just a little bit of credit, though. You know, just some, I don't know. It comes down to just being polite.
I
listened.
We should post a list of the previous apps.
We should.
Yeah, it's a pretty long list, but we should. Yeah, we should probably have a master list.
We've talked
about
Waze two or three times now.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay. You're new.
It was before you. It's okay, Connor.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're not blaming
Waze
you for
is,
it.
Waze is a great
Art
app,
has been here for every show.
That's true.
David Hathaway.
Oh, that's the stuff. I was putting Ingress on my iPad.
You're playing a game.
Ooh, this looks awesome. Yeah, well, when you're doing 15-hour flights to Australia, yes, you get a lot of time to play games.
Yeah, but you won't be able to play that one on a flight to Australia.
No.
If you have Wi-Fi on the plane.
What I did have way too much fun playing on the plane to Australia was that damn Dots game.
What's it called?
It's called Dots. See? He knows it. He knows it. It's one of those games that's mind-bogglingly simple.
Game is called Dots?
Yeah. It's so simple.
I like
to
the
use.
Name.
It's a great... Yeah, and it's mind-bogglingly addictive. You'll just sit there
Dots.
For hours. Coming
An
back from Quebec the other day...
An affordable woman's clothing and fashion accessories. That's probably not it.
That's probably not it. I played it like 4 hours straight flying back from Montreal the other day.
Well, no, the problem is that it's a time limit, and they score you. So you're only beating your own score. So that's the competition.
A game about connecting. That's what it's called.
Yes.
Okay. Dots.
Yeah. And
is it fun?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's really, really good. Really, really good. And the other one that I started playing while I was in
You're
Quebec
not allowed to do two.
Well, okay. Well,
are you going to do okay? Do a second one.
I mean, it's another game.
Well,
right?
Okay. So you're trying to give two things to get one vote.
I'm doubling my value.
Okay. What's the second game?
Dumb Ways to Die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a TV show?
Oh,
gave
it's
me
got
that
the
one.
Funnest music.
I was loving it. I was just having such a great time.
My partner's daughter has been singing "Dumb Ways to Die." They made up their own verses for the song. Is it PG? It is the song. I'm just wondering if we could get it playing here at all.
I think we can play it.
You think we can?
Yeah.
Call it up on your phone while you're doing it. Then we can come back to it. Just the theme music because it's actually pretty cute. It's kind of a country song.
Can you spell it?
Dumb Ways to Die. Dumb Ways to Die. And that is a fun game. You have a go in there?
Oh, there we go. There's another iOS 7 crash. Woo.
Oh. We'll get... There it goes.
Set fire to your hair. Poke a stick at a grizzly bear.
That's it.
Eat medicine that's out of date. Use your private parts as piranha bait.
To die. So we've had in the back of the car a little girl singing, "There's so many dumb ways to die, ways to die." There we go.
The game itself is absolutely hilarious. I've had so much fun playing it. Because they're goofy little situations, and all you got to do is figure out how to get out of it or you're going to die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a simple, short attention span game.
Okay, dumb ways to die. John.
I have what some might think is a kid's app, but I think it applies to a lot of parents too. It's called DIY, and the best way to find it on at least the Apple App Store is look for DIY Awesome, because the actual title is DIY Get Skills Be Awesome. It's kind of like, you know, in Scouts when you get badges for doing things. It's basically that, but for making stuff. And the premise is that your kid signs up for this thing. They get to pick a really fun little animal as their avatar. They have to put in their parent's email address, and then you, as the parent, get an email, and you have to, you know, allow the kid to play and that kind of thing. And then they get to pick from over 80 different skills that they want to learn. So, and it's basically, it's all crowdsourced It's kind of like Instructables, where it's like, here's how to do this, and someone will shoot like a little like a vine-sized video of how to do something, and then you basically, oh, I want to do that, and then you do it, and then you get points and that type of thing. So you're collecting these badges for doing all this different cool stuff, and it's like arts and crafts, and they have hardware hacker, backyard farmer, gamer, fashion designer, and skater. You know, just as an example, they have about 80 different ones. And what's really cool is the parents interact and they can track and follow. It's like social media for kids, and you can interact with other people, but it's all a fairly safe environment.
What age group would you say it's ideal for?
I don't know if it actually says.
You're not really a parent either. So
I'm not.
You don't just natively know.
But no, no.
But it sounds like it's something for 7 to 10 or 12 year olds or something like that.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, the Cub Scouts or Beavers, that
age group.
But it's just really, and there seems to be a lot of parents that are participating as well with their kids, because you actually get a parent account and you get a child account.
Okay.
And it's just, I thought it was really clever, and it's just, I mean, I'm a big fan of the maker movement, and this is really speaking to kids at that level. And there's all kinds of really neat stuff. Like there's geologists and a gardener and all these different things that you might want to learn how to do. And there's all these people creating videos of how to do that thing.
Okay, so it's called DIY Make Awesome.
Did the kids need a phone to do this, or is it web based too? Or
well, it's an iPhone app. There is a web interface, but it seems to really be, you know, whether you have an iPod Touch or some device. It's also on the Android Play Store as well. But I'm not quite sure how that works. It seems to be kind of like, it feels like Vine to me in the way they've got these little short videos where you document what you've done, and that's how you sort of get that skill under your belt. And but it's pretty neat. And I thought it was really clever, and I really liked how they did all the parent kid interaction pieces, so the kids can feel like they're doing something, the parents can sort of keep an eye on it. And
I'm going to that's a good one. You're on a roll, John. I'm going to throw in just a quick little app, because I often don't do apps, but I thought this one was cool, and I'm not sure if I like the idea or not, and I'm pretty sure there's bad stuff that could be attached, but it's also interesting. It is called Secret Book, and it is a Facebook add-on that you plug into Facebook. And it allows you to embed secret messages in photos. And if the people on both sides have the Secret Book app and the decode code, they can then decode the messages that are embedded in your Facebook photos, just in your.
So it's a terrorism app.
Well, that's what they're saying, that it has that.
There is a word for that.
Steganography, I think.
That's right. Yeah.
Steganography, yeah. So, and actually, there is some concern in the States, or I guess by the Secret Service.
Well, because that type of thing used to be very, very difficult to do, right? If they're making it, you know, trivially easy to bury stuff within images like that.
Yeah, now kids are using it to post messages back and forth under the prying eye, without the prying eyes of their parents being engaged. But yeah, it's called Secret Book. So it's an interesting app. As I say, I'm not sure whether or not I'm 100% comfortable with it.
Is it one of the apps that you have to give your Facebook credentials to as well?
I think so, yeah.
I would imagine, because it's not actually an add-on. It's a third-party thing.
App, yeah, it's not part of Facebook. It's a third-party app that has to be installed. So that's something that you, you know, if your kids are using it, you might want to ask them exactly what sort of messages are being transferred back and forth. It could be used for fun as well, I imagine. And it is time for us to take a quick... What?
Well, before we do that, the judges, or the assistant judges, did some research on the Rando app, and it seems it's not on the Dottotech page, so I don't believe that it was used in any previous app ones.
Text Rebecca and see if she...
Who are these assistant judges?
They're in the other studio.
Oh, no, they're not Art. No. We've got a whole panel of judges
Unnamed judges.
Unnamed
Black
judges.
Black coats. The shadows.
In the court of public opinion.
So,
sit our judges.
I don't know. I just...
So you didn't see Rando?
There's no Rando.
Why do I know about it then?
Perhaps maybe because somebody who is tapped into the app market let you know.
Yes. Could be. So we will... It's still not good enough that it was going to win.
Well, I just...
I'm not... But you know what it is?
At the very least, it means... an apology and an honorary first place today.
What it means, Art, is that you don't get suspended for the next round.
Fair enough.
I'm rescinding the suspension. There we go. We're going to take a quick break and return with more of Dottotech in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Generic brake pads may require modification to fit your Ford satisfactorily. This may necessitate subsequent effort and expenditure, which could lead to significant disadvantageousness vis-a-vis your vehicle's core performance competencies. Why make things complicated? Visit your participating Ford store for a deal on Ford Motorcraft brake pads. Made to fit perfectly from $199.99, including a lifetime warranty. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. Visit FordService.ca for conditions and details.
Who says work can't be playful? With the new Microsoft Surface Pro at London Drugs, play with the convenience of a 10.6-inch touchscreen tablet and work with the power of a laptop. The unique click-in keyboard allows you to work and play on the go with a cover that stands up to just about anything. Try the new Microsoft Surface Pro, now available starting from just $8.99, and see where work and play just click at your London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
Thanks, BC, for helping your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer haul in the highest honor in all of British Columbia. To show our appreciation, we're going to help you haul in a great offer on BC's most fuel-efficient pickup, the Ram 1500 Regular Cab ST, just $19,498. You made us the number one selling automaker in the number one province in Canada. See your number one selling dealer for details, and thank you.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Dumb ways to die.
So we've been doing some research on the Dumb Ways to Die song. Dave Hathaway thinks it's a Feist song. Did you
actually know? I found that it wasn't. It just sounds like one.
It does sound like one.
But it was done by Metro Trains in Melbourne, Australia, to promote people from, you know, not jumping in front of the trains when we're soon.
Oh, and that's who actually that's the game itself is done by.
Right,
them as
and
well.
The
yeah.
And they actually they talk in here how, you know, the song is, you know, very much like a Feist type hit because
yes.
It sounds identical to it.
It does. It does sound
50 million
like
hits.
50 million hits on that song.
On YouTube.
On the YouTube song. Wow. She also sounds a little bit like a Fine Frenzy. Similar. Anyways, Connor.
Yes. I guess the floor is mine here. Okay.
The floor is yours, sir.
So I have an app that was actually developed in Vancouver by a couple of friends of mine. So this app is called Play.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
And
you guys should all. You
is
guys
that insider
all
trading?
No, this is
Art did it earlier too.
No, I wish it was.
This is a music app, isn't it?
Nope.
No.
So what it is Play is a community sort of outdoor activities app, or not necessarily outdoor, but given that it's the summer, I thought I'd do
it's
this one.
It's gonna be impossible. These guys, they're naming. I mean,
it's
people
tough,
can't search for it because the Google Play comes up on every search.
Yeah.
So how do I find it by a search?
The Play app.
The Play app, okay.
Or Play a sports community.
Okay, so what does it do?
Okay, so what you do is you open it up and you get a map of sort of where you are, sort of geolocated basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either decide to play an activity. So, for example, right now I will play rock climbing. So I can set an event that I'm doing somewhere in the city. And the idea is that people from around can either join me or they can sort of see what I'm doing. So say I'm on a Saturday afternoon and like, hey, maybe I want to play baseball with some people. I can open up the map, see if there's a little baseball game going on at a park near me.
See if there's a pickup game
you
can join in.
Totally.
So it's awesome for bowling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So if you want to get a quick couple strikes in work and you want to see where the guys are playing, you just open up the app and you fire it up and join your friends.
Playing a few frames, I think, is the proper term there. But that's fine.
But I'm usually just getting strikes. That's why I said that.
Oh, got it. Good for you.
That works for both baseball and bowling.
Yeah, there's no frames in baseball.
Well, he said strikes. He said.
Strikes.
Okay, got it. Okay, Play.
Yeah, download it.
I still can't find it. What's
really?
The website? What's the URL?
They don't have a website. I have the URL to the iTunes.
Okay, you're gonna give it to
store.
Us.
Okay.
You're gonna send it to me, and it'll be.
Is this
an
a real app, or is this just an idea that they had? Over
no, it's
a,
no, it's an app.
Friends,
like,
Connor's
it's
friends.
It's gonna be great.
It's an app.
It's a bunch of Renaissance guys building an app.
It's a beauty.
That's what the name of their company. Some Renaissance guys trying to build an app.
Darn Renaissance Incorporated.
All right, what do you got next? We will have this link, by the way, on the website as soon as the show's over.
Sticking with the theme of random anonymous social media, which is kind of an oxymoron, I don't know where I saw it, but hopefully it wasn't on a previous App Wednesday. It's called Whisper. And
yes.
What it does, it's kind of what you do is that if you have some dirty, dark secret you don't want to share with anyone you actually know, what you can do is you download this app. And it allows you to pull a picture from the internet or your phone or whatever, create a meme, and put it out into the world.
And you share it. There was a book, a popular series of books where people had written notes. They wanted to unburden themselves. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is now. And
Post Secret?
Post Secret.
That was a website originally.
Yeah, Post Secret. Well, people would post on the website things anonymously that they needed to get off their chest.
It's like late 90s.
Yes, yeah. And then it became a series of books. And you know, it's funny. I was looking at a little aside here, at one of these books in a chapters once, and it's fairly heartrending and compelling, the content, because people are obviously pouring out their hearts, and it was very cathartic for the people that are writing it. And while I'm reading through it, there was a note that somebody had written, handwritten note that somebody had written and stuck inside the book at chapters that they just put in randomly themselves, which was one of their secrets that they just wanted to get off their chest. it was a very kind of surreal experience.
What was the secret?
Oh, it was something about, I don't know.
You ate too many calories for the day?
Yeah, it wasn't all that bad a thing, but it was bad enough that it was noteworthy. I can't recall.
Ran over a hobo? With a bike or something. Not kill them, just hurt them. With a bike.
That's terrible.
It wasn't.
I love that visual.
It wasn't.
In addition 12, I talk in Post Secret about how I've never won on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
sad actually note. It's I have to talk on Post Secret how I've never let you win, and it's because I'm mean.
I'm okay with that.
That's a pretty good one, Art. You know, you made a comeback with that one. You made a comeback with that one.
I'm gonna print his name on eggs with I'm mean on it. Throw them at him. So,
no more inside pitches. Come on, Dave. You can't be making private jokes with Beeler. David Hathaway is moving into the MakerBot community. He's bought himself an egg printer. And now he's playing with printing hard-boiled eggs.
So actually, I got ping pong balls because they're cheaper, and I actually...
Oh, they don't rot.
As I was adjusting the eggs, a couple times they would drop out and crack on the table. It was just like, oh, I got to get some.
So now
more
you're printing
durable
ping pong balls.
Now
so
I'm ping pong balls.
Yeah, it's good use of his time. So what's
next? And now you spend time on eBay trying to source out huge amounts of ping pong balls for really small amounts of money.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I knew you would have.
Okay.
You wanted
thousands of people just turning the dial now, seeing exactly what else is on the radio. Come on, Dave. Come on.
Fatify. Yeah.
Oh.
You go grab a picture of it. You go grab a picture. You make whoever's in that picture really, really fat. They can snore. They can fart. They can burp. Here's one tip. Don't use it with any women you know and then post it.
Why not?
What happens?
You will likely die.
Dumb
you will likely
ways
be killed.
To die.
Yeah,
so
it,
many
it, it
dumb
is. It probably is one
die.
Of the dumb ways
yeah,
to die.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
don't
post
make your significant other fat and fart on Facebook.
Fatify.
Yeah. The problem is that they already see themselves as that picture.
Oh, don't go there.
Art.
I know. I'm saying that it's not.
First the hobo joke, now this.
You're creating their own worst nightmare.
Is the phone ringing yet?
I'm not saying they look like. I'm saying in their minds.
Art's karma pot is just about empty. Okay. Dave, I gotta say, you're bringing some strong, pure aisle contenders.
I've had 2 months to work on it.
I mean, it's infantile, but you know what makes me laugh? Beeler.
All right, I have a relaxation app.
Okay.
It's called Raining.fm. It started as a website, and basically, it only has one purpose. It emulates the sound of rain. So people like to relax. People like to fall asleep. The sound of rain, and this app has really simple bright icons and sliders, so you can adjust how intense the rain is. You can add a little thunder and lightning. You can actually have it playing behind your iTunes or your Google Play or whatever,
Oh.
So it's like this atmospheric sound that's sort of layered on top of your music, or you can set a sleep timer and you can sleep and drift off to sleep with the sound of rain.
That is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's on all platforms. It's $2 for the app. I think the website's free, but the apps have more functionality.
It'd be interesting to see if you can... I guess you could AirPlay it out as well behind us. Because like we've got the Sonos sound system, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, probably.
Not through the speakers at night as we're falling asleep. That would be kind of fun. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, because there are 2 months in Vancouver that you don't get to hear.
You miss it.
Yeah, that's,
you miss it.
Yeah. So you want 12 months of that sound.
That's right.
Perfect. Good idea. Thank you, Rainy.
You guys have all lost your minds.
It's raining on hobos that have been run over by bikes.
They're fine.
Who've
been fictitious hobos are fine.
They've been made fat and arts posted them to Facebook.
And flatulent. That's exactly it. We will take one more break and return with more of this stellar App Wednesday panel in just a few seconds.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Who says work can't be playful? With the new Microsoft Surface Pro at London Drugs, play with the convenience of a 10.6-inch touchscreen tablet and work with the power of a laptop. The unique clicking keyboard allows you to work and play on the go with a cover that stands up to just about anything. Try the new Microsoft Surface Pro, now available starting from just $8.99, and see where work and play just click at your London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
Wow, I didn't even know Volkswagen made a compact SUV and one I could afford. But it was only $26,700.
That's incredible. What's the name of it again?
It's a Tiguan.
Bless you. What's the name?
Tiguan.
Bless you. Okay, seriously, what's the name?
It's a Tiguan.
Gesundheit. Are you getting a cold or something?
I don't think I am.
The Volkswagen Tiguan compact SUV from only $26,700. Interesting name. Unbelievable value.
Volkswagen. Das Auto.
Dealer may sell for less. Visit VW.ca for details.
Attention shoppers, does anyone work at the bank next door?
Ma'am, that's for employees.
I am an employee. I work in the squash department. Oh, you got your butternuts and all those other squashes. Okay, I just can't get my bank to listen to me and stay open later.
I'm getting the manager.
The bank manager?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
At TD, we hear you. Switch for longer, later hours. Switch now and get the latest Samsung Galaxy Tab free. TD, banking can be this comfortable. Conditions apply. Visit tdcanadatrust.com/switch for details. Branch hours vary.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It is App Wednesday here on Dottotech, and we have a stellar panel that is basically going at it hammer and tong for the honor of being the top geek, the king of App Wednesday. And Connor Meekin,
that's me.
Defending champ. But so far, I gotta say, Connor, nothing has got me saying you're gonna be.
Well, play's a game changer, you just gotta find it.
That's the game, right?
Yeah.
You gotta find it. You find it, you win.
Well, at least your buddies will have to buy you a beer after the show.
Yeah,
for the plug.
So what's your next one?
Okay, so
this could be the final one. So it's
okay. So
for you,
everyone that I work with knows that I always complain about the iOS calendar.
Mm.
I really have a terrible relationship with it, in that I miss things, I miss meetings,
yes.
I lose things.
Apple's not strong in email, nor are they strong in calendars.
Absolutely. So what I have here is an app called Sunrise Calendar.
Okay.
So it's a calendar app, in case you didn't pick that one up. And basically what it does is it just presents your calendar in a much more visually appealing way than your standard iOS calendar.
One might say in a Renaissance manner?
Yeah, absolutely. It really has a slick user interface. It's got a nice design. It integrates with Google Maps, obviously, Google Calendar, Facebook Events. And sort of the best thing about it is that you get your birthday reminders each morning, if you so choose. So you're never going to miss out on your best friend's birthdays, because that's a little bit embarrassing.
Does it grab them from Facebook?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so it's got a little bit of social media integration. Looks quite nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. It gives you the weather and stuff like that.
And can you integrate multiple calendars in it?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm using one called Calendar Mob, which does some of the same sorts of things. I've been looking to get out of the iOS calendar, but this one looks nice, and its cost is free, is excellent. It's got a nice orangey color to it.
Yeah, it's very nice, so give it a try.
Sunrise Calendar, there we go. Okay, Art.
I'm torn. It's either a health app or a drinking app.
Oh, we know what you're going to go with. We don't even have to think about that.
Yeah, here comes the drinking app.
Then I'm coming the other way at you, Mr. Dotto, because I have the everybody wants to be able to do push-ups, right? Huh?
Right.
No.
Not really.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, the reason
room here couldn't care less.
It's because you can't.
I
can't. But here's an app that can teach you and coach you on how to do 100 push-ups in a day. Well, in one push-upping.
I'm getting tired just thinking
session.
About that.
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, now, if I give you the prize next week, you have to do 100 push-ups.
It gives you a month. Okay. Gives you a month to get to 100 push-ups.
Month to do a total of 100?
Yes.
In a row?
Yes.
I think if you can.
Oh, no, sorry.
If it's 100
weeks.
Right now,
six
you
weeks.
Should get the prize.
Six
yes.
Weeks. 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, you'd have to do 100
you
right now.
You did couch to 5K, so that's why.
I did couch to 5K.
That's why.
Well,
I
did couch to almost a K.
Yeah. So, right.
He's got a big house.
I will do push up to
and multiple couches
to 20.
Couch to couch.
Okay, let's stop. What's it called, Art?
It's called push-ups.
Push-ups.
That's what it's the name of it.
And it's just to coach you to do 100 push-ups.
Well, it's like the when you have to do running intervals, you know, you run a minute, you walk 2 minutes, and then eventually so every day it gets harder and harder until you build up strength and you can do more and more on a weekly basis.
Okay. So we should use your push-up app with Connor's Lift Do telling you to do the push-up app,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd get to 100 push-ups.
Because, well, yeah, that's the thing.
That'd be awesome.
You have to motivate yourself.
It's all about discipline.
Actually build the app won't build your muscles. It just helps you.
Really?
Unfortunately.
What? What's up with that?
Because we're only in 2013. Hopefully by 2015.
It's coming, yes.
Yes.
David Hathaway.
I've got a fitness app too, damn it.
Damn it.
A couple months ago, there was a bunch of articles out where a bunch of scientists and geeks have worked out that all you really need to do was 7 minutes of exercise a day. And, of course, right after that, you get 15 apps that are called the 7-minute workout.
Yes.
But apparently this actually does work. I was just reading this one article.
What do you mean apparently?
Well, it says those 7 minutes should be, in a word, unpleasant. It's a hard workout.
Yeah, it's 7 minutes.
Well, it's
you're not going to get fit in 7 minutes. We got PJ. PJ's been sending me emails. She wants to come back on the show. I think we should get PJ. David should have to do the workout for PJ, the 7-minute workout for PJ, and we'll see how it works out.
And 100 push-ups as well from Art.
Okay,
and
so what's it called? What's it called, the 7-minute workout?
Well, there's a bunch of them. I mean,
have you been doing it?
I've just started doing it.
Did you?
There's a 7-minute workout for the Pebble Watch.
Is there?
And it vibrates to tell you it's time to switch actions.
I mean, basically, it's tough. I tried it. It's a series of exercises, and you got to do them all in a row.
We have to put into perspective the fitness level of the two that are talking, which is not better than yours or mine, Art, probably. Mm-hmm. Connor looks a little fitter than the rest of us, but...
Yeah. Does he look fitter or
really
hungrier?
Honestly,
I think he just looks hungrier.
Honestly, for us,
I'm
putting away
groceries is a workout.
I'm the
only person who's an actual sports hero.
Yes.
I bet you that 7-minute workout for Beeler, that must have been the worst 4 minutes of your life, huh?
Okay.
I don't think I made it to three.
Okay. Hathaway,
just look up 7-minute workout.
It's called 7-minute workout.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a free app?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 7-minute workout. John?
I have an app that is tied to hardware.
Okay.
It's something that's very cool that probably would appeal to a very small audience, but it might be... I think it might be something that would cause people to want to maybe get that piece of hardware. I, as you know, have the Lytro light field camera.
Yes, you do.
Right, which is very cool. And today, actually at noon, I was able to start talking about the beta I've been playing with for a month, which is the iPhone app. And the really cool thing about this is a camera. It looks really weird. Anytime I take it out, people ask me, what is that? Because it looks very different.
It looks like a bar.
It looks like this long,
it looks like a case for something.
It does. And
for pencils.
What's interesting is Lytro came out about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and the the specs were, you know, was disassembled. Everyone does the usual thing when some new piece of hardware comes out. But one thing that I missed, although it was documented, is
everybody
that,
missed it,
is the fact that this camera has a built-in Bluetooth and Wi-Fi chip, and it was kind of like not enabled.
Okay.
So they've come out today with the Lytro mobile app, and it actually, you pair it with your camera, and mm-hmm. it, and basically what it lets you do is it lets you take a photo with the Lytro, mm-hmm. and then you can look at it in real time. You can interact with it. You can change the focus of the photo on your iPhone, and then you can share it. And you can do the one of the cooler things that I like about it is that you can actually create an animated GIF of the effect. So you can actually have the shifting focus or perspective shift.
Mm.
And so then you create these neat little animated GIFs. You can, you know, make memes out of them, whatever. And it's just, it's instantaneous because it's connected directly to your phone. And it's free. And it just came out of beta today.
Very cool.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the write-up on that. I was like, ooh, I bet John likes that.
Yeah.
But you imagine hiding hardware in now, your device and then activating it down the road.
We've got just under 5 minutes left to go on the show. And I have to say that we've never had this much drama in an App Wednesday because it's neck and neck right now between Beeler and Hathaway.
Oh, come on.
So we're going into sudden death overtime, guys.
You each get
about a minute and a half to do one more app. And this one is because it might be not on a single app today, but it might be on the body of work that you've brought forward.
Well, I have a couple more games.
Okay, Dave, I'm just saying that so far you've followed a theme. It's like the Boston Bruins being brutes compared to the skill being displayed by the rest of the NHL. you've got Dumb Ways to Die, Fatify. You've had some fairly puerile content. So I would say follow that theme. Follow your heart. Follow your.
Well, see, but I had a serious. Muse. I had a serious one.
Okay. Well, you. This is your call. This is
Adobe
this
Ideas. Is
it's called Adobe.
Adobe Ideas.
Yes.
It basically takes the best of Illustrator and the best of Photoshop, combines it into one nice little tiny app that becomes a really good sketchpad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as the Autodesk sketchpad in terms of, you know, depth of what it will do.
Sketchbook.
Yeah. That's a killer painting app.
Mm-hmm.
Adobe Ideas is just designed around being a simple, quick sketching app.
Yes.
And we used it on the plane back and forth for a couple hours at one point because we were trying to map something out. We'd just like draw, 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 hand it over. Next person would draw, 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 and away we went.
You were doing a kite flying routine.
No, we were working on a t-shirt design
and
a logo design.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ironic that the sudden death round, we both have a drawing app.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mine is called Cubify Draw.
Oh, that's a crappy one.
But he has my name on it.
I wrote Dotto on it. And basically what it does.
Trying to lobby. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
It's sucking up to the host. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You guys, you could take a lesson from Beeler.
So basically this app lets you draw something in a single fluid motion with your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make it into a 3D version that you can then send to a 3D printer, you can send to a service. So I actually have my name that I've printed out. My signature is 3D and it's sitting on my desk at home. And so it's just really cool. For me as a 3D printer guy, as you know, this is amazing technology that anybody can use to create a 3D model and then print it out if they have a 3D printer or they can send it to a service.
But even just having your name for your SIG file, having it in 3D is pretty
cool. Well, and
cool.
There's all kinds of things you can do. You can make it, and it's free.
Dave,
who wins? I don't mind losing to that app.
That's
a great
cool.
app. Yeah, I don't mind losing to that app.
And really, yours, I would feel guilty. I'm so tempted to give you the win, Dave, because you really came on strong with infantile content. And Fatify is probably going to be the one app from today's show that I actually get on my iPhone.
It has a use case.
It's going to be part of my life for many years to come. I can see that. I can see that that's the case. But really, Ingress seems to be really, really probably the most thoughtful app that we've looked at today. And Raining FM actually could end up, I like the sound of rain. I think I could go with that. I'm just looking at the list that Art brought forward, and it was
pretty dope.
Weak sauce.
What?
It was weak sauce. I'm sorry.
Sauce.
It was. And Connor, you've got to. You know, it's tough to repeat.
Come on.
Don't feel bad about it. There hasn't been a repeat champ since Buehler's great run of three in a row way back.
It's the Stanley Cup hangover, I think. That's
last year.
Yeah, it is. I've been partying too hard and, you know, just got to my head. I thought I was going to come in and destroy this one with lift.
That's the problem. Too confident.
The thing is, you think it's easy. You think it's easy and you just don't bring your A game. So, John, you're back. You're back on top.
Yes.
Wow.
You're back on top. And, Dave, your streak is unblemished.
Yep.
The good thing is Buehler will finally build some sort of 3D prize now that he won.
We've been talking about the 3D prize. Maybe we'll have to make the prize just a 3D signature of you won. The winner prize.
Dotto signature.
It could be my signature. It's okay. I got a sloppy signature, though.
You've already won, John. Stop kissing.
Art Factora. That's all the time we have for this week's show. If anybody's out in the neighborhood of Abbotsford tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Ramada. We're going to be talking productivity. It starts at 12:30 at noon till 6 o'clock. You will learn to be more productive, to use all your tools very effectively. It would be awesome.
And it's right next door to Castle Fun Park, so you can go hit some
go-karts.
Balls and go-karting.
Okay, I guess I could do that. And if you're in Surrey, got a hankering for pizza and humor on Friday night or Saturday night?
Friday night.
Go see Art at
Olympia Pizza. 10257 King George.
I am Steve Dotto. Thank you, Connor. Thank you, David. Thank you, John. Thanks, Art. We will see you all again next week right here for Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.